At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mary Walter in the house today, joining us on the line, Maryland's Attorney General Brian Frosch. We wanted to have him here to talk about the lawsuit that he is joining that and is bringing that will sort of challenge the president's executive order on immigration, the new one that has just come out. Good morning to you, Mr. Attorney General. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, Brian.
All right. I want to make sure I understand clearly. You have joined the Hawaii case. But you have not, because I'm getting conflicting reports about this. What have you done? What action have you taken?
So we've joined the Washington case, and we filed an amicus brief supporting Hawaii.
I got you. Okay. And so what is the major point that you're making in challenging the president's immigration order?
Well, the second executive order has all the same problems the first one does. It's still a Muslim ban. And it's unconstitutional, it's illegal, and besides that, it makes us less safe, not more safe. It gives propaganda opportunities for ISIS. It undermines our allies in the Middle East. It's bad for us economically, commercially. It says to the best and the brightest around the world, you're not welcome here. And we've been the beneficiaries for generations of a brain drain from around the world. The best academicians, the best scientists, engineers want to come to the United States to learn and work, and this turns them away.
Well, can I ask you a couple questions about that, what you've said?
Absolutely.
There? You say it's a Muslim ban, and you don't think that it sends the right message. I mean, there are other Muslim countries that aren't a part of this ban. But my larger question is this. What makes the Attorney General of the state of Maryland the person to make determinations about foreign policy, which has traditionally been the purview of the President of the United States?
This isn't just about foreign policy. This affects us on the ground in Maryland. It affects every state. It affects the folks who live here, the folks who want to travel
here. In what way? I'm a little soft on that one.
So if you are studying in the United States and you have a visa and you want to leave and go back to one of these six countries, you can't get back in the country.
Right.
You're working here and your family is in one of those six countries. They can't come here to visit you. You can't go back if one of them is sick.
And compare and contrast that, if you would, sir, with the impact that would happen if somebody came to this country who had not been improperly screened, who carried out a terrorist attack. I mean, I remind you, it was the previous president who determined that these six countries were countries that harbored terrorists.
Well, ironically, nobody from any of these six countries has committed a terrorist attack in the United States, whereas folks from many other countries that the president did not select, and some of which he has businesses, did. So it's curious on that scale. But the point is, it's a Muslim ban. As such, it's unconstitutional. It's also illegal, and it's stupid policy.
Well, actually, President Roosevelt banned Muslims during his presidency. He prohibited immigration to the U.S. of anyone who believed in polygamy, promoted it, or lived in a country that practiced it. And we also know that Jimmy Carter banned Iranians, and he actually rounded up the students here who were studying here legally and sent them back. You say no one from these countries have committed acts of terrorism, but we do know that in Europe, people traveling on fake passports from Syria did commit acts of terrorism. We do know that ISIS has told us that they're going to put these people in disguised as refugees, and that's what happened, I believe, and it was the Paris bombing, the Paris attack. So why should we wait until that happens and then say, okay, now we're going to ban you? Why should we put American lives at risk instead of just put a temporary pause on it? It's not forever. It is a temporary pause until we know we can vet these people.
It's not like they haven't been vetted. They've been vetted extraordinarily well. None of them has committed a terrorist attack in the United States because we've done a good job of vetting them. the vetting continues. It's the blanket ban saying Muslims aren't welcome that causes the problem.
But did we not admit with what happened in San Bernardino that we did not vet those two people very well? And we admitted that things like social media aren't allowed to be vetted because it's considered an invasion of privacy.
No, I think that's not right. I mean, you're talking about people who are living in those countries, who go through more than a two-year process to determine whether or not they can come into the United States. It's been extraordinarily successful. And basically, you know, you're saying to the folks who helped our military, who helped our country in those countries, thanks a lot for your service, but you're not good enough to come to the United States. Well, I don't think that makes sense.
Well, you recently got the permission from the state legislature to be able to file these kind of lawsuits. They gave you a budget to do so. And some people would look at this with a jaundiced eye, and they might say, this is all about sticking the attorney general sticking their noses into the business of something that has traditionally been the purview of the president of the United States for not reasons other than political reasons.
Well, I mean, that's just wrong. The job of the Attorney General, let me say, the General Assembly has not yet given me a budget. My folks are working overtime to do this stuff. We don't have a single additional person yet. Hope to get it, because there's another bill pending that would do that. But this is the job of the Attorneys General across the country. We protect our states. We protect the constitutional rights of folks who live and work here. And we stand up for American values and American economy and American public safety.
Right.
And this Muslim ban violates all three of those principles.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. I do appreciate the conversation.
Yeah.
Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch, thank you for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me on.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQBar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.